I can't do. That's all I'm going to do. So, I just when the situation happened with Ebb, it wasn't like, yay, he's throwing confetti up in there. It was just like, man, you know why this happened to him? Because he worked hard and everything. But when that happens, you gotta realize you gotta try to step up and play. And when they call me on, I'll be ready to do it.
There's been a lot of talk of the pressure, lack of pressure on the quarterback. You haven't been in there for that part. Is that something? I mean, that's what you've been able to do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's what I'm saying. When I get in there, when they put me in the play, I know I can put pressure on the quarterback and make things happen. So when they put me in, I got to make the most of the opportunity, and I plan on doing it.
The fact that, I know it's a preseason game, but the fact that it is your old team again mean anything for you?
Nah, that's old. I mean,
not anymore at all.
I mean, I left from there, and all the feelings or, you know, thoughts I had from there is gone. All thing I say is they have great fans. Other than that, you know, it's a cool city, it's a great city, but I'm here in Denver where things are brighter.
Still got buddies on the team though, you talk to and everything?
Yeah, I still got buddies over there. I talked to Amondre Davis, so I might talk to Orpheus Roy, Sean Thompson, them guys, see how things going. And you know, same old over there. Just they out there working hard and trying to win some games so Romeo won't be in trouble, basically. You know what I mean? And it's not really his fault, but on hindsight, they doing well, I'm doing well. We're both just trying to get better.
It's basically how things can change. I mean, when it went down, and kind of just changed, everything got reshifted in the line. And I know a couple weeks ago we talked to you about, you know, you using camp as a veteran to
right.
keep your career going, and now it doesn't seem like that's really the issue like it was a couple weeks ago.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. So you never know where holes down the line. Man, just being prepared and doing your job. And that's what I'm doing out here. Every time I come out here practice, I run to the ball, practice hard. When they call me to do things, I do it. So in the game, when they call me, go out there and play, I plan on doing the same thing.
You know, a lot of people wondering why the D's giving up the big chunks of yards and struggling early. Is it, do you still look at it as like, you know, it's preseason, it really doesn't matter?
Nah, it matters because you're trying to build a foundation, what you're trying to get. I guess the main thing is consistency. If you've been doing the same way, you got to keep doing it on and on. You can't do a good one or two plays, and that bad play, you don't do it. That's when it gets you for 20 yards. It might be a third and four. You let it happen, then that's when this drive starts all over again. We got to do a first, second, and third down. So that's the main thing. We're trying to get consistency.
Can you still learn whatever you got to learn in 2.5 weeks? I mean, is that enough time to pick up the system?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This definitely got plenty of time. I guess that's the reason why they paid as much money to be professional. So you got to adjust on the fly, on the go. A lot of times we have game plan, different teams, you might use different tactics or different strategies. Now this week, so as far as I'm actually do that in 2 weeks, it should be no problem as far as tightening up defense at all.